107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Perth County Players. They're getting set for another panto this year, and joining us is the director of the upcoming show, Tony Benton, with Perth County Players. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good. Now, Tony, we're saying director Tony Benton. You have been on stage with Perth County Players, you know, so many shows, Stratford Community Players, you name it. You're in the director's chair this time.
Yes, Mr. Director this time. And it's been quite the journey, actually, yeah. I mean, given the fact that we still have at least 3 months before we start rehearsals and probably 5.5 months before the show starts, we've actually been quite busy.
All right.
Behind the scenes, getting a lot done and set. And I have a great production team behind me who keep me on my toes. Tony, you got to do this. Tony, you got to do that. So it's good.
And let's talk about Robin Hood and the Babes in the Wood. I love the title of this. This is another panto. So first off, what's a panto? Remind us about that.
Yeah, so what sets a panto apart from any other show out there are two things. First of all is audience participation. So we want and we need the audience to participate with us. They are part of the show. So they'll be saying things like, he's behind you. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, no, it's not. They'll boo the villain and cheer the hero.
And it's for all ages, generally.
It's a very much a family show.
Yeah, yeah. And you had great success with the last panto. And it's interesting because, as we chatted last time, first time a panto, as far as we know, had ever really been performed in Stratford.
Yeah,
so it was kind of getting the audience into the groove of things.
Yeah, we were a little nervous. Do you remember that?
And how are they going to react?
Yeah. How are they going to be? So, but we were just shocked with how good they were there. They were there for us all the time, every show.
Every show
they cheered, they booed, they hissed, like it was great.
Yeah, because people just want to have fun and enjoy great theater and great local theater. So the panto is Robin Hood and the Babes in the Wood.
That's correct. I love
this. So tell us about this show.
Okay, so I'm going to start off by quoting one of your lines from last year's show. Do you remember Salmonella? It was one of your lines. So we have Salmonella in this show, but Salmonella is Sam and Ella. So Sam is the king's nephew and Ella is the king's niece.
Okay.
So he's going to go off and fight in the Crusades, and he entrusts his niece and nephew with the sheriff of Nottingham, who is the villain. Boo!
Okay, yes.
So the king also wants to leave all his money to the niece and nephew in the safe in the castle. Once the villain knows this, he's going to do his best to try and get rid of the babes. So Salmonella are the babes.
Okay.
In the woods. Okay. But he's not going to do the dirty work. So he hires two henchmen, Snivel and Grovel. Now, to meet Snivel and Grovel, they're not the sharpest knives in the drawer.
Fair enough.
In fact, Snivel and Grovel make Bordwick from Blackadder look like a genius. So they're the baddies. So on the goodies side, we have Robin Hood and his merry band of men.
Yeah. There's always goodies and baddies with these kind of panto shows.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's always good versus bad.
Right. All right. So again, it's Robin Hood and all the merry men or the merry people are all there.
Yeah, we have a cast of over 30 people.
Over 30 people.
And we have 8 children.
Okay.
So the 8 children are actually going to have their own number.
Their own
song.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can sing and they can dance. So they'll be featured throughout the show singing and dancing.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Because again, with panto, it is music. It's just fun. It's dancing. Yeah. It's just everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the other thing that sets the panto apart from any other show is the dame.
Right. Let's talk about that. Yes.
So the Mao actor in an exaggerated female costume, play for comedy and not realism. She's got a big wig, heavy makeup, loud dresses. It's a source of comic release. Cheeky innuendos.
Yeah, and that's a big feature in a panto.
Big feature in a panto. So that's been played by Doug Peterman.
Okay.
Right, he's new with the group, but he's not new being on stage.
Right.
And we have Robin Hood, we have Desmond Cole, Little John is Andrew Beef, Friar Tuck is Peter Beto, Jess Damon is William Scarlett, Lisa Hartman is Much the Miller, Kate Beef is Alana Dow. And then Salmonella. Sam is played by Jay McCutcheon and Emma is played by Ellie Beef.
Oh my gosh. And this is a cast of 30 plus. And where is it taking place?
It's been taking place at the old Central School.
Right on, yeah, the Stratford
Intermediate School at the James Remy Auditorium.
Perfect. So that's a really nice fit for Perth County Players.
We've been there, done a couple of shows there now, and we really like it.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
It's a good spot.
So rehearsals will be coming up. The cast has been announced. Again, we'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. And just, what's it like casting something like this when folks come in? Do they say, I want to play this particular role, and then something better fits? Or how does that kind of work?
Yeah, so like people come in, and especially if they don't really know the show, they don't really know what they want to be.
Yeah, or what a panto really is.
Yeah, well, what a panto is. So that's one of their homework during the summer, is to find out what a panto is. So they come in and they don't really know what they want. Some people do, some people don't. So I'll get them to read something so I can hear the voice. We'll get them to sing something so we can hear the range of music. And then we go back and we sit back and we have all these people and we just say, okay, this person really looks good for that part. This person looks good for that part.
And certainly for you directing, Tony, you said you've got that team behind you. We should mention Jen Zutz very much involved.
Yeah, she's the musical director.
Musical director. What a great choice for this. Yeah. I mean, fantastic.
Michelle Cutes is producers.
Okay. And for you, though, this is not just a small show. This is like 30 plus people for you directing a show like this.
Yeah.
Like,
and we have fantastic music, too.
Yeah.
So we have songs from Mamma Mia, Grease, 9 to 5. The Greatest Show, Chicago, Matilda, West Side Story, Lego the Movie.
We've got tons of music. Oh, fantastic. So we're looking forward to this. Again, it's a great local theater. And these are people right across the board volunteering their time.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All volunteers.
So it's Robin Hood and the Babes in the Wood. And it's coming November 21st.
November 21st.
Oh, and November 21st is when it opens?
It opens, yeah.
Okay.
It closes on November 30th.
Okay, so we do have the show date. So coming up in November, we're looking forward to it. Again, Perth County Players, we'll share it on our socials. There's the Facebook page and the website, too.
Exactly, yeah. Tickets will go on sale around Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, perfect. Again, it's going to be so much fun. Again, supporting local theater, Perth County Players with Tony Benton. Tony, anything else that we didn't cover?
We covered most of the things we wanted to talk about.
Absolutely, letting people know what a panto is all about. Yep. And again, if you love the last panto, you're going to love this one.
Yeah, remember, it's a family show. Absolutely. Bring everybody.
Bring everybody.
Kids, mom and dad.
And get involved and shout and have some fun.
Have some fun, absolutely. And they'll be giving candy away again.
Oh, another candy reason too. There you go. Tony Benton with Perth County Players. Tony, continued success. We'll have to chat again once we get closer to show.
That sounds good, Jamie. Thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers.